Jadoojuck vendors clear out, but millions of baht still at risk. Owners are rushing to save prized furniture, exotic animals from damage and death. Most of the stalls in Jadoojuck Market are empty after vendors evacuated to safer ground. When Wipawadi Rangsit Road started flooding last week, Jadoojuck Market announced a plan to shut down the popular shopping spot this weekend, and possibly longer if flooding continued. Staff have erected barriers around the market's perimeter, and all gates have been closed, leaving only the main entrance for merchants to retrieve their belongings. Rung Arun Thawandi, age 34, a clothing store owner, who was on the last leg of moving his goods back home, said, "We've been waiting anxiously for a couple of weeks now. We've had warnings, and I've seen enough examples of what can happen, so I am not taking any chances." Tanin Dasadachan, age 45, owner of Paka Decor, said he had almost 40 million baht worth of furniture at risk. He has managed to move about 60 to 70% of it upstairs, but there's little he can do about the heavier pieces, such as a teak bench. He said much of the heavy wooden furniture can withstand water damage. He is most worried about his lamps and chandeliers. Mr. Tanin plans to close his store until the water recedes. He has chained most of the furniture to the shop, and employees and security officers will be on guard against thieves. "I've done all that is possible. I pray for the best. But whatever happens, I'll just have to deal with it," he said. Some were skeptical initially, but the mass exodus has made it hard for vendors to remain at ease. Relocating live animals is no easy task, since the animals, especially aquatic ones, require special facilities to keep them, a luxury which some vendors simply do not have. Pachari Pratupgao, age 35, owner of Tong Nine Fish Store, said she does not have a farm or facility to relocate her fish. She stopped taking new orders 2 weeks ago and has tried to process deliveries as much as she can. But there are still over 1,000 fish left at her store. If the store is flooded, she could lose stock worth several hundred thousand baht. Ms. Pachari said a power cut would inflict the most damage. All the shops rely on one giant pump to feed water to each store. If electricity is cut, the pump would stop oxygenating the water in the tanks. Mr. Tor, from another fish store at the market, is determined to beat the flood. He has built a wall of sandbags and stored large amounts of water and food for his fish, as well as petrol for a water pump and the generator. Tanapat Machakunwanit, age 34, top Arowana agency fish store owner, said relocation is crucial to his business because a single super red arowana can cost up to 6 million baht. He has more than 100 fish at the store. "I have lost 2 homes to the flood already. I have to move my fish. Fortunately, I have a farm outside Bangkok," Mr. Tanapat said. He had suspended imports from Indonesia and Malaysia, and customers had picked up most of their fish. He expects the rest of the fish will be relocated soon to his farm in Bampakong, which is better equipped to withstand the flood. Sutep Nganrabiap, a 38-year-old exotic pet and reptile store owner, said that his animals could be moved to a raised platform in the market, safe from the floods.